Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The Master of the Queen's Music is the only post bestowed on a composer in the royal household of the United Kingdom. Today, it's considered an honorary title, yet in the 17th and 18th centuries, it came with responsibility. This week, Harmonia will listen to the songs and instrumental works of the first seven composers who held that post. A new release by recorder virtuoso Dan Lauren will also be heard. The Scots tune Busk Ye Busk Ye Bonnie Bride was performed by recorder player Dan Lauren and the ensemble Parnassus Avenue. The post of Master of the King's Music was created in 1625, shortly after the coronation of the English monarch Charles I. The first master was Nicholas Lanier, who was a lutenist, singer, and viola da gambist in charge of the king's private band. He held the post until 1666, at which point the Catalan composer and violinist Louis Grabeau took it over for a relatively brief period of 8 years. In that time, Grabeau was successful in raising the musical standards of the king's band, yet politics being what they were, Grabeau was fired from his position when a law known as the Test Act was passed, which prevented Catholics from court employment.
Neither sighs, nor tears, nor mourning, protestations, imprecations, moves not her, nor quench my burning. Neither sighs, nor tears, nor mourning, protestations, imprecations, moves not her, nor quench my burning. She's so frigid and so rigid that my love procures but scorning. That my love procures but scorning. She's so frigid and so rigid that my love procures but scorning. That my love procures but scorning. When I follow her, she flies me, swiftly running, with more cunning than the hare or bird that spies me. When I follow her, she flies me, swiftly running, with more cunning than the hare or bird that spies me. Still disdaining my complaining, and to hear my grief denies me, and to hear my grief denies me. Still disdaining my complaining, and to hear my grief denies me, and to hear my grief denies me. Say alone, must it be so then? Shall she glory in my story, and I unrevenged go then? Say alone, must it be so then? Shall she glory in my story, and I unrevenged go then? Prithee, Cupid, be not stupid, bend in my defence thy bow then. Prithee, Cupid, be not stupid, bend in my defence thy bow then, bend in my defence thy bow then. Oh.
We heard three instrumental airs by Louis Grabeau, performed by the Parley of Instruments Renaissance Violin Band. Before that, tenor Paul Agnew and lutenist Christopher Wilson performed two songs by Nicholas Lanier. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the music of the first seven composers to hold the British post Master of the King's Music. The third master was Nicholas Staggins, who, like his immediate predecessor, was a violinist and composer, yet only a handful of his compositions survive. Although he held the post under three monarchies, beginning with Charles II, Staggins was perhaps not well-liked. A contemporary account suggests as much. Staggins' successor, John Eccles, was the first big name to be master of the king's music. Eccles' musical legacy finds its greatest value in the varied and beautiful songs he composed for the Restoration Theater.
Yeah!
music of John Eccles. The song Cease of Cupid to Complain was preceded by a symphony for Mercury from The Judgment of Paris. Before that, a jig and the song Gallic Force by Nicholas Staggins were performed by Laura, Megan DeWald, soprano, Martha Perry, violin, and Bernard Gordillo, virginals. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to the music of the first seven Masters of the King's Music, a post of the British royal household that originated in the 17th century. In 1735, the fifth master, Maurice Greene, was appointed to the post. He was the first in a brief series of composers who were also organists. By the age of 40, Greene had held every major musical appointment in England. William Boyce, his successor, achieved similar recognition throughout his career, composing in every genre of the day. He's best remembered as the composer of the British Royal Navy's official march, Heart of Oak. Music of Maurice Greene and William Boyce. First, we'll hear an excerpt from Greene's anthem, Hearken Unto Me, Ye Holy Children, followed by an organ voluntary of Boyce.
And
We heard music of Maurice Greene and William Boyce. First, the King's Consort performed an excerpt from Greene's anthem, Hearken Unto Me, Ye Holy Children. And then organist Christopher Stembridge played Boyce's Voluntary No. 1. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we visit 17th and 18th century England, where we're exploring compositions by several masters of the king's music. The word king in master of the king's music stayed in the post's title from its inception through most of the 20th century, when it was more correctly changed to queen. The current master of the queen's music is Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, who holds what is now primarily an honorary title. Our final master featured this week is the composer John Stanley, who's best remembered for the many works he created for his principal instrument, the organ. We'll hear Stanley's Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Continuo in D major, No. 1, Opus 2.
Thank you.
We heard the Concerto No. 1 in D Major by John Stanley, a master of the king's music in the 18th century. The Parley of Instruments performed under the direction of Roy Goodman. Our new release of the week features recorder virtuoso Dan Lauren, who is accompanied by the ensemble Parnassus Avenue. A BIS label recording, the release focuses on Scottish tunes and music heard in late Baroque London. We'll hear an arrangement of Handel's Sonata in B minor for flute and basso continuo.
Thank you.
music of George Frederick Handel. Recorder-player Dan Lauren, accompanied by the ensemble Parnassus Avenue, performed an arrangement of Handel's Sonata in B minor. Their performance is part of a new release on the BIS label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.